Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Now, the clocks change again this weekend, falling back an hour. 2 a.m. Sunday, October the 31st, which will be another Halloween scare for all of us. But it wasn't supposed to be that way, because the final clock change, according to a vote by the European Parliament in 2019, was supposed to be spring of this year, which would have meant us staying as is come next week. Well, I'm joined on the line now by Professor David Malone from the Department of Maths and Statistics at Maynooth University. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for joining us. So the clocks are changing. We'll talk about why they're not, when they why they should have been staying as is in a moment. But will you remind us, first of all, why we have daylight savings? Where does it all come from?
Sure. It's a long history. There was proposals over 100 years ago to start saving daylight. The idea was that in the summer, the sun was getting up so early, we could get up earlier and we could make better use of the time. And that didn't really have any force until people needed to save energy during the First World War. So the Germans brought it in about March 1916, and then it came in the UK in May. And of course, that affected us, as we were part of the UK at the time.
Yes, but now we had this vote, which happened in 2019, to scrap the daylight savings. So we're supposed to be done with all of this.
Sure, it's turned out, I think, to be more complicated than, I think the EU maybe knew it was complicated, but I think there was a push that this was seen as a simple thing that maybe the EU could move on for the population around the EU. They did a big poll in 2018 and found that daylight savings wasn't very popular with people. I guess if you ask people, do they like having to get up an hour earlier in the spring, nobody really thinks that's a popular thing to do. But getting everybody sorted afterwards, if you decide you're going to get rid of it, it's kind of like a Brexit question, where you decide you want to leave the EU, but how are you going to leave the EU? The question is here, what does everybody do if we stop doing daylight savings? And that still hasn't really been figured out yet. So I know the Irish government here has decided that we're going to oppose ending daylight savings because of the risk of having two time zones on the island of Ireland.
Mm-hmm. And that's perceived as a threat to peace, isn't it?
It is. I mean, if you imagine, we have lots of people who work across the border, and they'd either have to be getting up an hour before the rest of their families or coming home an hour late. And that's not really a great option for people.
Mm-hmm. And has anyone asked the EU, or the UK rather, what they would like to do?
I think the UK, the last time somebody asked, indicated that it was going to continue doing daylight savings. Of course, there's always a little bit of patriotism around time zones. And the UK, of course, being the home of Greenwich Mean Time, would have an attachment to daylight saving.
Well, I have a message here in front of me. We need to stop putting the clocks back during the winter because the winter nights are too long and depressing. This daylight saving nonsense needs to stop. What do you think, David?
Well, that's a very interesting question. A lot of people think we should. If we stop, we have to decide, are we going to stay on summertime or are we going to stay on wintertime? And that person there is advocating that we stay on summertime, which sounds very nice because we think of the nice long evenings in the summer. But you have to play that off against the very dark winter mornings, which is, I guess, what we're kind of trying to avoid with going to wintertime. Otherwise, we'd stay on summertime the whole time.
Because right now it gets bright, doesn't it? Daybreak is around the 8 o'clock mark.
It is, and if we stayed in summertime for the whole year, sunrise would actually be after 9:30 in Dublin for basically all of December and a bit of January. And if you happen to live in Sligo, where you're a bit further west, sunrise would be after 9:30 for all of December and basically all of January.
That'd be a bit hard to take, wouldn't it?
I think that's very hard. We actually tried this in 1969 to 1971. There was an experiment when the Ireland and the UK were thinking about joining the EU. And for those years, we stayed on summertime for the whole time. And it turned out to be, initially, everybody thought it would be a great idea. But pretty soon, once you go through a winter with those very late sunrises, everybody starts to change their mind.
But changing the time has a health impact, doesn't it? I mean, people will know that you feel a bit grotty around that week when it happens. If you have children, it can be a nightmare for a week to 10 days trying to get them back into their routine. But that's not just something that, you know, knocks you off course. It's actually a proven issue, isn't it?
Yeah. The statistics here are quite complicated, but the message is fairly clear. There's particularly in the spring, when we all have to drag ourselves out of bed an hour earlier, that brings on things like heart attacks and strokes. Now, some of those were probably going to happen in, say, in the next week or two anyway, but definitely the extra stress of that brings them on earlier and possibly increases them as well. So there's a small but definite effect there that people have been able to measure.
Another listener says, so-called winter time is our natural time. That's the one we should keep. So-called summertime is the aberration. As it is, changing twice a year is no big deal.
Yeah, I think so. Probably if we didn't have the sort of complicated situation of all our neighbours around the EU, settling on wintertime would be the natural thing for us. Before 1916, in fact, we were in a time zone of our own, centred on Dublin. And in fact, what's happened in 1916, the time zones moved to be centred on London because the Ireland moved on to GMT. And then when we move to do summertime as well, we really have a time zone centered over on Poland. So in a way, our time zone has been drifting west anyway, and it's probably not a good idea to let it drift too far west.
It isn't just an issue in Europe, though, because there is the rather brilliantly named Sunshine Protection Act, which is proposed in the United States. What's that, David?
Yeah, I think the people down in Florida, of course, Florida is way further south than we are. And this whole the length of day changing is to do with how far away from the equator we are. So we feel these things much more than people in even the south of Europe. And then Florida is going to be even further south again. And so they want to stay on summertime for the whole year. Which again sounds like a nice prospect. You're sort of associating summer with all the nice weather and so on. But again, you need to be a bit careful. In fact, a lot of this nice research from the US has been able to check that if you're very far west in your time zone and you're dragging yourself out of bed early, even in the in sort of south near the equator, that also has health impacts. So getting out of bed too early can increase the rate of cancer, of things like diabetes and things like this. And so, in fact, it's better to have a time zone that's closer to the winter time, that sort of natural time zone that the your earlier writer was talking about there.
More listener responses. We're chatting here, David. Keep daylight savings. Having that bit of extra light in the summer evenings is priceless, while also waking up in the dark winter and commuting to work in the dark is miserable. You see, people will, depending on how you feel about having your light at different ends of the day, will have different views on this.
Yeah, that's a very interesting question. I know people, the sort of natural inclination is to go for summertime because we all like to go out for those sort of evening walks or be able to do our sports in the evening during the extra hours in the summer. Okay. But it doesn't translate quite so well in the winter. So there's a difficult question there.
It certainly is. It certainly is. Professor Dave Malone, thank you for talking to us. We'll take a break.